Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Walmart is taking on Amazon by letting customers order groceries by voice through Google's Smart Home Assistant. Shoppers can add items directly to their online shopping cart starting this month by saying, "Hey Google, talk to Walmart." Information from your prior purchases will help the system to choose correct brands and sizes. And the voice shopping service is the latest partnership between Walmart and Google that began back in August of 2017. Microsoft refreshed its Surface Book 2 base model today with Intel's latest 8th-gen quad-core i5 processor for the 13-inch Surface Book 2 model and discounting the existing dual-core 7th-gen model to $1,299. The refreshed quad-core model is priced at $1,499 and includes an i5-8350U, which includes the maximum boost clock speed up to 3.6 GHz. Both new Surface Book 2 models include 256 gigabytes of storage and 8 gigs of RAM. Microsoft is holding a Surface event on April 17th in New York City, which is expected to include detailed pricing and availability for its Surface Hub 2 hardware, plus accessories and office furniture from Steelcase. Slack plans to list on the New York Stock Exchange in June or July, a source tells Bloomberg. Slack is reportedly looking to take Spotify's approach and opting for a direct stock listing instead of raising capital through an initial public offering. Slack was valued at $7.1 billion by private investors last year, and in February, the company said it had confidentially filed paperwork with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission for its offering. WhatsApp has introduced a tip line to send forwards, rumors, and suspicious-sounding messages and then have them verified. It's an effort ahead of the Indian elections when misinformation campaigns tend to spike across the country. When a message reaches the tip line, the submitter will receive a response informing whether the information is true, false, misleading, disputed, or unverifiable. The system accepts text, pictures, links, and video in English, as well as Hindi, Tagalog, Bengali, and Malayalam. Valve posted since-removed details about its upcoming Index VR headset that offered photos and also revealed a June 15th ship date, and Gadget has confirmed that date with Valve. The Index appears to include its own headphones and has the option of buying separate base stations and Knuckles motion controllers, which are now known as Valve Index controllers, in a variety of bundles. To power the Index, a minimum dual-core processor with hyper-threading, 8 gigs of RAM, and either a GeForce GTX 970 or a Radeon RX 480 for graphics is recommended. Cameras on the outside point to inside-out tracking similar to the Oculus Rift S. Mozilla is running an experiment in its Firefox nightly browser build that blocks website notification requests until users take certain actions on a site. So, data that Mozilla collected in December and January showed that less than 3% of notification requests that were sent to Firefox users were in fact granted during that period. The majority of them were ignored, and almost 1 in 5 caused users to immediately leave the site sending the request. Until April 29th, Firefox Nightly will only show notification requests after users have either clicked or typed in a site. And starting April 15th, a new icon in the address bar will indicate the site wants to send notifications. BMW and Microsoft announced a new partnership called the Open Manufacturing Platform, or OMP, to help more collaborative IoT development in the manufacturing sector, focused on smart factory solutions and building standards in areas like machine connectivity and on-premises systems integration. The plan is to bring in more manufacturers and suppliers, potentially working on 15 use cases by the end of this year, and also working with open source components, open industrial standards, and open data to develop both hardware and software. The OMP will be built on Microsoft's industrial IoT platform, which is part of Azure's cloud business. BMW already has 3,000 machines running on Azure's cloud, IoT, and AI services in existing robots and in-factory autonomous transport systems. And finally, Yoon Chang-kyung quit his lucrative career job at Samsung to start his own YouTube channel. You might ask why we're talking about this. Well, his story appears to be somewhat of a trend. South Koreans had the shortest job tenure among member countries in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, as of 2012. That's just 6.6 years compared to the average of 9.4 years. And if you look at Japan as comparison, that number is quite a bit higher, 11.5 years. The survey also showed just 55% of South Koreans were satisfied with their jobs. That's the lowest rate in the OECD. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.